But in the meantime, for now, I've got to say, I've got the man, the myth, Isidingo Frans, in studio with us. He is the Marketing and Communications Manager of the Isidingo Arts and Recreation Center. Then on the line, we've got none other than the Managing Director of Boland Build It, Justin Oates. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon. Great to be with you.
How are you guys doing? How, first of all, how's the stress levels, both of you?
From my side, yeah, it's been really hectic, but now I can't stress anymore. It's time for implementation. The only stress I'll get now is to just manage the kids on the day.
Look, Justin, I know from your side, I think we met last year at the second sports festival at Mbokweni, and you look so calm and collected. So is that what you just want to give off here to the guys?
We just got to be as calm as we can and make sure that the children enjoy themselves. And to have somebody like you said to running it, it takes a lot of the stress away as well. So sorry to put all the stress on you, Seth.
No worries.
All right. Okay, I want to start with you, Seth. Now, we are now just days away from the Youth Sports Festival, which is happening starting on the 13th. Now, can you remind myself, as well as our listeners that's now tuning in for the first time as well, what they can expect from this year's event?
So this year's event, we except from the sporting activities that will be going on, from your netball, soccer, rugby, basketball, and the volleyball as well. Mm. So people can expect we're doing a career expo on the day as well. So we're bringing different higher institutions of learning, your Poland colleges, UWCs, all of that. So if you know a family member that's in grade 12 or grade 11 that's looking to study at the Institution of Higher Learning, you can just inform them on the 13th. We are doing that. And then except from that, we have our social cohesion talks just to educate the young people on social ills that young people are facing within the community. So those are the things that you can expect. We have vendors on the day that will be selling great food. It's a fun-filled day. For family as well, so that's what people can expect.
And look, the one massive thing is, I know it's been building up, it's the third one now, and how has the response from the community, especially for the festival so far, what does the participation look like for this year?
Yeah, so the response has been quite good, especially from, I'm running an organization that's not funded. So the business people within the community have really, come and rallied behind the organization to see the light of this festival. So it's been amazing to witness and experience that side of things. People have been, it's not just monetary, it's knowledge as well, in terms of how to maneuver. Mm-hmm. It's been beautiful. It's just been beautiful from that aspect. And sports teams as well have registered. They're coming on board. It's nice. So I would say
it's exciting. We're going to have a lot of fun. Now, the main question is, especially for our community and for people that would like to attend the event, a volunteer or just support the event, where can they get more information and what are those event details?
Yeah, so if you want to come as a volunteer as well, we're looking for volunteers, especially with the coaching clinic that we'll be doing. Mm-hmm. So if you're not eligible around rugby, around netball, those are the two main sports that we're looking to do coaching clinics. So you can contact 064-046-0082. That is 064-046-0082. And then if you're a club that looks to register as well, there's a registration link on our social media platforms. So if you follow Isidingo Arts and Recreation Center on Facebook, mm-hmm. you should be able to see our same thing on Instagram. It's IAC.center. So that's IAR.center on Instagram. And then you'll be able to see some of the links are there. And then you can just register your team. If you want to become part of the vendor, you can contact that number.
So there's still space for vendors?
There's definitely still space for vendors as well. Until Wednesday. Wednesday, I'm closing everything. I'm not taking either further registrations, whether it's clubs that want to join. And unfortunately, we have to cut it off and start to do our administration, preparing for the weekend.
Now, for vendors, what are you specifically looking at? Food vendors? Are you looking at people just want to sell some sport goodies as well?
Yeah, anything and everything, because the sports clubs is there. So food, if you have equipment that you're looking to sell, whether it's sports related, definitely you can come on board and do that.
I got to warn him that Sohel's going to be there, so he likes to eat. If you just joined us now, I've got Isidu Frans in studio with me, who's the Marketing and Communications Manager for the Isidingo Art and Recreation Center. And on the line, I've got Justin Oates, the Managing Director for Boland Build It. Justin, I'm going to come to you. Build It Boland has once again partnered with the festival. So what motivated your organization to say, you know what, let's support this initiative?
Well, from our side, it seems only natural that we involve ourselves in this type of event. And we've built quite a good relationship with Isetu and his organization. Mm-hmm. And it's important for us all, you know, to throw our weight behind these types of initiatives in the community. And people don't actually understand the amount of work that goes into setting up these types of events and the organization that's needed. And they need so much help from the local businesses. Yeah. So, you know, that's where we're throwing our weight behind and seeing where we can assist there.
So now, the main question is, especially, look, if people see big businesses jump on board, especially with community events, why is it so important for a business or businesses such as Build It Boland to invest in youth development through sports and community events?
Again, if we don't help these youth development initiatives, we don't help with the growth of the youth development itself. Mm. And if you don't, and if they don't grow themselves, we don't have new people coming through to start working and you know, getting employment for us, as well as new people that can come through as they get old and support our businesses. So it's really important that we stop helping out with these types of fun days.
Yeah, it is very important. And but now also, what kind of impact do you hope this sponsorship will have on, especially on young people, young students, young adults participating in these festivals?
Well, even if it's just for 1, 2, or 3 days, or like this one's for 4 days, the youngsters learn how to participate in events. That's part of the team building, and it really builds on their own life skills. And these life skills then help them to get ahead in life. And as I just said as well, you know, they either offer us services when they get a little bit older and they can come and work for us because they got the specific skills to businesses, or they go out and get other jobs and then they become our customers, which is really important for our businesses to progress as well.
It's always the give and take situation. You know, you have to give to receive, especially from not just our communities, but each and every individual, because that is important. Now, before I let you go, Justin, how does supporting initiatives like the Youth Day Sports Festival align with Build It Boland's commitment to local community?
Well, part of Build It's community social responsibility, our CSR, has always been or focused on supporting the under-13 soccer initiative. And now we've grown that, and that's now including netball and rugby as we did last year and this year. It's been very successful. So this festival aligns with our commitment to support the youngsters in the community whenever and wherever we can.
Great, man. Thank you. Justin, I want to thank you. I know you are a very, very busy man, and I do not want to keep you long with us. If you have something to say, if you want to say something now to that youngster now, sitting at home, either contemplating, I don't know what to do with my life. Your last message for that, your message to that person.
Or for the youngsters especially, they just got to keep on going at school. I know there's some really tough situations and life stories out there. But if the guys don't go to school, and if they don't get involved in the community involvement, and if they don't get involved in community sports and things like that, they are going to just be sitting there doing nothing. So it's really, really good that they keep at it and get through school as much as they can. And it's you know, on top of it's really sad seeing all these kids on the side of the road. That are, you know, they've been put out there by elders to go and beg. Those kids really, then if they would just go to school and do everything that they can, that's possible, that they'll go a long way. And that's what we need in the country. And we need better education, and we need more people like Isetu that's doing things like this in the community for the youngsters.
Great, man. Isetu, from your side, you know, good luck and a spirit worthy event. I mean, 4 days is 4 days.
Yeah, it's a lot of time.
What is your message, especially to those youngsters now that is sitting, thinking, how can I either get involved with the Isidingo Art and Recreation Center, get involved at with a specific particular event, or just want to be part of something bigger?
Yeah, I think if you really would love to be part of our organization, it's a small organization that's growing, so we're looking for students. You know, if you want to do your practicals with us, you know, the space for office admin work, you know, that you can come on board and assist where you can. So that's definitely opportunity for growth and for us to just grow the organization in its entirety. And to volunteer on the day, you are more than welcome to. If you have knowledge on netball, soccer, rugby, volleyball, you are more than welcome to contact my number, and just be part of the team and help us develop young ones.
Great man. All right. So I urge each and every parent now, sitting on the entire community of the Dragons, come and let us support our future stars. Go check out our website. It is www.iarc.co.za. That is the Isidingo Arts and Recreation Center. You can find them on social media as well. On Facebook, it's Isidingo Arts and Recreation Center. And then also on Instagram, it's IAR.center. Go make sure that you do follow the pages and find out what's happening in and around your area, your Drakenstein, your community. Let's not forget, it's happening this coming weekend. It starts from the 13th in the Drakenstein, all the way through till June 16th of June. And this particular event, it is the third one, is proudly supported by KC107.7, Borland Bolded, 32GI, and as well as the Grape community. Gentlemen, thank you very much for coming in. And Justin, thank you for joining us online. And may you just have a fruitful next few days, all the way through till Youth Day.
Thank you very much. And thanks for your participation and involvement as well.
All right, great, man. Thank you,
Asitu. Thank you, Suhail.
All right, Post Malone coming your way with the weekend with one right now, Aurora and Prince KB.